stay safe, stay at home. But what if home is not safe? Reported incidents of domestic violence have increased by 16% in the last year, and organisations working with people who are abused in their own home are concerned that that abuse will get worse as people are further confined inside. As Paul Reynolds reported earlier, Gardaí say victims of domestic abuse and coercive control will continue to receive the highest priority. Let's speak to Declan Daly. He's Detective Chief Superintendent and Head of the Garda Síochána's National Protective Services Bureau. Declan Daly, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Will reports of abuse be dealt with any differently with people confined to their homes?
No, absolutely not. Where people report domestic abuse or any other crime, we will respond very, very quickly and robustly. I mean, we have the highest ever number of staff we have on frontline on the ground, and so we're anxious and eager to assist all of our victims.
How will you respond?
So at the moment, we're looking at, obviously, the current crisis brings, I suppose, many fears and anxieties for families throughout the country. We all understand that. But for those, as you said, for those victims of domestic violence, those fears are doubled. So as part of our community response to COVID-19, we're implementing Operation Free Shift, which is an initiative to ensure that victims of domestic abuse are supported and are protected. And you know, this is an extraordinary time, and we recognise that cohort of victims is particularly vulnerable this time. So how we're going to manage that is, our victim services offices, we're going to utilise them to contact each and every victim, working back from 2020, so that we can ensure their safety and ensure their protection.
So you're going to get in touch with people who'd previously got in touch with you, is that right?
Correct, yeah. So where we have had previous reports of domestic violence, we're going to proactively engage with those people again to make sure that they're safe.
An abuser not being out of the home, an abuser or an addict drinking at home or who can't get access to drugs, a child stuck in a house with somebody who's abusing them, how can you reassure them that you can help them now?
Well, it's the response. So, you know, obviously if they need a call for service, or if they indicate us that there's pressures at home or there's troubles at home, we're already very active in the community, and we're assisting the elderly, we're assisting the vulnerable. So this is just another part of that, and we will assist those people. So if they look for and they need assistance, and Garda Síochána will be there for them.
Is there any evidence that the increase, the 16% increase in the last year, includes a rise in incidents since the isolation rules came into effect, or is it too early to say?
It's too early to say. I mean, at any one time, and I suppose particularly since the new legislation was introduced last year, there's been an increase, and that's a positive thing. That means it's this abuse and this notification of it is coming out from behind closed doors. So there's lots of work there done by NGOs, by Garda Síochána, that contribute to that increase in reporting.
Do you expect an increase in requests for interim barring orders?
Yeah, we would expect that. I know from our liaison with the court services that the court services are available on Garda Síochána. I think the important message, Gavin, for everyone to hear today is that there's no loss of service on the Garda Síochána. There's no loss of service in the court services. That if people need a barring order, if they need an emergency barring order, an interim barring order, that those services are there. If they need on Garda Síochána, that those services are there too.
And you say you're going to implement a pro-arrest policy. What does that mean?
So when an offence, when an arrestable offence has been committed, we have a pro-arrest policy that we arrest the culprit in relation to that offence.
Declan Daly, Detective Chief Inspector and or Detective Chief Superintendent, rather, and Head of the Garda National Protective Services Bureau. Thank you very much for taking our call this morning.